Hey Jordy, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Doing okay. I'm curious, when you guys have looked at the Bears, what you think of Kyle Fuller?
Kyle Fuller, you said?
Yeah.
A guy who's making plays, obviously, in a short amount of time. I watched the game against San Fran and the Jets, and obviously has made some big plays for him. A guy who is aggressive, physical. You can tell he's been underneath Tillman for a few months, looking very similar to him and how physical he plays and punching the ball out, and doing a great job. He's doing real well.
Can you tell even for a rookie, somebody who might have a knack for the ball?
Absolutely. I mean, you can see it in just 3 games of the amount of fumbles he's caused. I think even the other day he caused one, but it was out of bounds. I mean, they're attacking. That's what Chicago's, always done, and you can tell they teach it and preach it there, and the young guys were grasping that. So he has a knack for getting the ball out and making interceptions and making plays, and even in the run game, coming up and being a sure tackler and a physical tackler.
Jordy, even after 2 losses, Aaron was trying to sort of wall off the outside panic from you guys. What gives you reassurance that everything's all right now?
Just knowing we've been through it before. I think we've been told that we've been 1-2 maybe the last 2 years. It's early. Every year is different. Every team is different. So we just got to figure out what's going to work for this team and this year and ride with that. So we're continuing to grind at it, practicing hard, and just continue to play. And when guys get the opportunity to make plays, we got to make them.
When you look back on Sunday's game in Detroit with the looks that the Lions sent at you, what didn't get going for you guys in the passing game that you saw on tape?
We just never got in a rhythm. If it was drops or pressure or something different, every time that for some reason stalled our possession, didn't allow us to put that first down and get the chains moving. So it was something different, just inconsistent play across the board, and I mean that's something we need to fix and fine-tune and be more consistent each play and each possession.
Is there a certain, whether you're playing well or not, a certain confidence you guys have, especially with Aaron Rodgers against the Bears? It just seems like, for one way or another, something always, it always seems to work out for you guys. Is it different than just any other opponent?
We have confidence with every game. I mean, even last week in Detroit, every time we went out there, we thought it'd be the drive that we'd put together, make a play, and give us the lead. And our defense is playing well, so we always feel that way when we go on the field. We've had some. We have played well and made some big plays against Chicago and, in some very important games. So, obviously, that gives you confidence that we've been able to win on the road a couple times. But, the past doesn't mean anything. I mean, it's 2 different teams this year, and, everyone's in different situations, and we just got to go out and play.
What have you seen from Eddie Lacy going from a rookie to now his second season in the offense?
More knowledge of the offense. A guy is more part of it. Been out there, I think, a little bit more on third down. Just continue to become that complete back that he was when he came in. Just didn't have the grasp of the offense like he does now. So his protection-wise and checkdowns and all that has improved. A guy who's comfortable and is able to run the ball.
What have been the struggles in the running game the last couple of weeks?
I'm not too for sure. I'm not as in-depth into the run game as some other people, but I think some of it's been some reads, some blocking. I think you got to give credit to some of the teams that we play, very, very good front four, but I know the guys on our team that, they're not going to use that as an excuse. They know they need to run the ball a little bit better and, just maybe get more shots at it and just get, again, our offense last week never got into a flow, so I think we're kind of a rhythm offense, and we need to get that first down and get rolling to get everything going.
Is there a feeling that all it takes is just kind of starting that rhythm up again and you guys will be fine?
Yeah, I think, that's somewhat of the mindset, but we know we gotta work at it to get it there. It's not just going to happen because, we believe it's going to happen. So, we're going about our business and know that we just got to make the plays. We had too many drops last week and just killed drives. And so when you get that opportunity, you got to be sound and just, take what the defense gives us, adjust to what they're doing and move forward.
Jordy, what about Devontae Adams? What have you seen as far as his growth goes?
He's done extremely well. Continued to grow since OTAs and through minicamp and training camp. Continue to understand the playbook and understand what Aaron wants. I think that's a big thing. It's one thing to know you know, that you might have a slant on this play, but it's more of like the checks or how Aaron wants it ran or stuff like that that will slowly evolve for him as him and Aaron get comfortable with one another and he gets more playing time. But some of the action he's gotten, especially 2 weeks ago against the Jets, he made some plays for us, and we will continue to rely on that, and he needs to step up and continue to get better and make those plays when he gets that opportunity.
Thanks, Jordy. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jordy.